We've got quite a lot of emails to get through. We'll address some of these in due course. But now it's time to introduce our NGS correspondent, who is the assistant county organiser for Mid and East Sussex as well. And he's been earmarking some gardens that are open for charity through the month of Flaming June for you to consider visiting in the counties of Sussex, Surrey, and a little bit of North East Hampshire as well. It's Jeff Stonebanks. Hello, Jeff.
Hello there. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Yes, I think we're well. I think we're well. And you?
Yeah, all right, apart from the very blustery and wet weather we've got here in Seaford this morning. It's blowing a bit of a gale, but
there we go. It's not very nice, but our weather guru says June be all right. Pleasant was the word he used.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Okay, where are you taking us first off?
Okay, well, I picked one particular weekend in the month this year, this month, because on the 6th and 7th of June, the National Garden Scheme has its third ever National Gardens Festival weekend. As I say, it takes place on the 6th and 7th of June. Nationwide, there are over 400 gardens opening their gates for visitors to visit, but 62 of them are here in Sussex, Surrey and North East Hampshire. Many festival gardens positively welcome families with children. Benefits of the NGS Gardens for Children are many. Exciting spaces to explore, fresh air to enjoy and the opportunity to learn about nature firsthand. Just to remind listeners, one of the great things about the National Garden Scheme is the sheer diversity of its gardens. Big or small, formal or informal, modern or traditional, there's a garden to suit all tastes, so says Joe Swift. And NGS Gardens, also, you have the satisfaction of knowing that the entrance fee is supporting some wonderful causes. And this festival weekend, we hope to raise, the same as we did last year, it's about £250,000 for our beneficiary charities. So, as always, children under 16 go free, unless otherwise stated, and each garden or group serves homemade teas and cakes. So, we invite you to celebrate the great variety of our gardens during this third ever National Gardens Festival weekend on the 6th and 7th. So, let's get started with the Sussex Gardens that are open that weekend. And, as I say, it's the 6th and 7th, so Ian's prediction for that weekend was a bit dodgy when he was talking about his wedding visit, but fingers crossed he's wrong. So, starting with Nyewood House, which is near Rogate. It's a garden surrounding a Victorian country house with stunning views of the South Downs. There are 3 acres comprising formal gardens with colour-themed herbaceous and shrub borders and much more. Open both days over the festival weekend from 2 to 5.30 and entrance is £4. Next we've got Ryman's near Chichester, where visitors will find a walled garden and other gardens surrounding a lovely 15th century stone house. The garden's full of bulbs, flowering shrubs, roses, a potager, and has many unusual and rare trees and shrubs. And at this time of year, the wisterias are quite spectacular. Again, open both days over the festival weekend, between 2 and 5, and entry is £5. In East Sussex, we've got Beck's Hill Group. Among the 4 gardens opening, 2 of which are brand new for 2015, there is an unusual Chinese-inspired garden, a selection of bonsai, a plantswoman's recently designed small garden, with wonderful variety of plants for sale. And that will open on the Sunday of the festival weekend from 11 to 5, and entry is £4 to see all gardens. Brand new in Sussex for the NGS over the festival weekend is Moatis Farm and Barn. It's at Cow Beach near Hailsham. This is a 2-acre informal country garden surrounding an 18th century farmhouse, recently converted barn with mixed borders, ancient apple trees, kitchen garden, etc. And it opens on the festival Sunday from 2 to 5.30 and admission is just £3.50. Moving on then to North East Hampshire, we've got Froyle Gardens in Walbury. The gardens harmonise gently with their surroundings, many with lovely views of beautiful countryside. 6 gardens will open their gates this year, providing plant interest, colour and scent, as well as vegetables, orchards, greenhouses and wild flower meadows. Again, it's open both days over the festival weekend, 6th and 7th of June, from 2 until 6pm, with a combined entry of £5. Next in Hampshire, we find 1 and 2 Maple Cottage in Searles Lane Hook. This is a 1-acre garden offering 2 different established gardens with views towards the river, many mature fruit trees, shrubs, vegetable plots, cottage-style herbaceous borders, and a lot more. Here, children will love the tree cave and adults the chance to purchase handcrafted wood carvings for the garden and wood turnings for the home. Opening Sunday the 7th, the Sunday of the festival, between 2 and 5, and admission is £3. The final offering in Surrey, final county is Surrey, so whether you're looking for a stunning award-winning design, a historic backdrop, a tranquil spot for a glass of wine, maybe red or otherwise, or a lovely outdoor walk, there's a garden ready to be explored in Surrey. On Saturday, visit 4 very different gardens in Frimley Green for only a fiver. At Elmcroft, pick up some bargain plants in the propagator's paradise. Be inspired by space designer chic at Tabor. or Winding Oakley offers a 300-foot bright palette of colour. Finally, vintage tea in the rose-filled cottage garden at Wildwood and enjoy the wildlife. All the gardens open between 2 and 5. Final offering in Surrey then is enjoy a picnic by the lake at Winkmouth in Godalming. This dramatic hillside arboretum uses trees and shrubs to paint a picture. Don't miss the stunning guide display created by Maples and Tupelo's and guided walks with a member of one of the garden team. It'll open Festival Sunday on the 7th of June from 10 to 5.30 and entrance is £7.50 and here children pay £3.75. I'm going to cheat a little bit here now, Joe. Not strictly festival weekend, but my own garden, Driftwood, will be open twice for the National Garden Scheme during June, on Tuesday the 9th and on the Thursday the 25th between 11 and 5. Entrance is £4. As always, fabulous homemade tea and cakes cooked by myself, served on vintage china, either in the beach garden overlooking the sea or in amongst the plants at the front. So, listeners, please do come and have a look for yourselves after all those lovely comments Joe's made over recent months. And as always, all the details of the festival gardens and my own can be found on www.ngs.org.uk. That's www.ngs.org.uk. Or if people have got apps on their phones, you can actually now download the NGS Garden Finder app. Alternative, you can call 01483 211535. That's 01483 211535. OK, that's the gardens in for June, and let's hope the weather stays fine for us all.
I hope so, and your website, we always like to plug this.
Oh, you're too kind, sir. www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk.
Well worth a look. It's a very comprehensive website and a lovely garden as well, and the details of when his own garden is open will be on that. Many, many thanks, Jeff, for coordinating all of that. Always a pleasure to have you with us at 6 minutes to 11. Breakfast.